We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Yom HaHochel Shabbos, Siman Shin Chof Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, V'dafka sheneskalkal echad me'yevarim ha'pnimim, machmas maka obuah v'chayot bazeh, ava mechushim ein nekraim maka. It's only true that we are Mechal Shabbos for something, a maka which is on the inside, if it is an actual maka, if one of the inner organs is damaged somehow. But if it's just hurts you a little bit, so that is not enough to be called a makkah that we will be mechal Shabbos for. Add the Ramah, Misha Choshesh Bishino V'mitzdar Lav Lotzio Omer Leinu Hud V'Lotzio. If one's tooth is bothering them and it needs to be removed, you can ask a non-Jew to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're not just talking about where someone's tooth hurts them, because if it just hurts them a little bit, then we just saw that a Mechush is not enough to be Mechal Shabbos for, even through a non-Jew. Rather, we must be talking about where it hurts you so much that your entire body is in pain, and such that you would be considered a chola kol gufo. And even though we said earlier, says the Mishnah Berurah, that something in the mouth is considered to be a makah shel chalal, we do not allow a Jew himself to remove it because we're not sure that that is an actually good refuah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe removing the tooth won't really help and will not really heal what's going on, and there is some danger in removing a tooth. So therefore, it is just that you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to remove the tooth, but the Jew cannot remove the tooth himself. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there is somewhat an issue of the Jew himself opening his mouth because it is misayeya. However, we paskin misayeya ainbo mamish. The Taz does say that one needs to be machmir if you are leaning in to the person who is removing the tooth for you. However, many achronim disagree with this, says the Mishnah Berurah, and we can be makil to say that you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to remove the tooth, and you would even be able to open your mouth for the non-Jew to remove it. However, removing the tooth by a Jew is not allowed because it is a malacha d'oraisa of chovel, of damaging, which we are not matir if it is not a refua that is known to work. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orach says that nowadays, where it is clear that removing a tooth in some situations does help, and there is no danger involved in removing the tooth, as you know, the dentists know how to remove teeth appropriately, so therefore it will be mutter even for a Jew to remove that tooth. However, Rav Osner is not so clear on it. It could be that it still is a danger, and you really need to make sure that there is no danger involved. Once again, as we pointed out last time, the real danger involved in teeth is a danger of any pain in a tooth leading to an infection, which could obviously become dangerous throughout the body. So that's why we're very sensitive when it comes to pain in the teeth, to ensure that there is no danger. One can go to a dentist to ensure that there is no infection or potential for infection. If someone's tooth fell out and they want to have someone put it back in, it is machlokas between Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says it's okay to have someone put it back in, versus Rav Osner, who says it is not okay to have it put it back in because that is an issue of either misakein, fixing, or of bona, of building, and bona ba'adam. And one can see the Orcho Shabbos for a detailed discussion of this machlokas. Siv Dalid, Maka shel chalal, eina tzricha omed, she'afilu ein sham bekiyim, v'chola eino omer klum, osim lo kol sheragilim lasos lo b'chol, says the Mechaber. As we have mentioned, a maka shel chalal, if one has any damage inside of them that you are allowed to mechal Shabbos for, we don't need to measure, is it really maka shel chalal, how much of a chalal is it? We don't need to decide how dangerous it is. If it's a makkah that's on the inside, we assume that it is dangerous. So even if no one's there to say how bad it is, and the sick person himself doesn't really say anything, we can do anything that needs to be done. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, kol shirakivim lasos lo b'chol, anything that is normally done for this person. So it appears that from the simple explanation, anything is not limited only to refuah. It is not limited to healing him. Rather, it sounds like anything that he wants, that we normally do during the week, we would be allowed to do. This is the statement of the Magid Mishnah, who holds that anything that the Chola wants, we are allowed to do for him. Even if not giving him that thing will not be dangerous for him, we are, as long as there is some tzorich for him, there is some need for it, we are allowed to do it for him. So, for example, if one is laying in a bed and they are a sick person is laying in bed and they are a little bit uncomfortable, and you want to raise the bed for them, the Magen Mishnah would say that it is permissible to electronically raise the bed for them, as there is a tzorich for that. And even though not doing that will not really affect them, and will not make them more sick if you leave them in the position that they're in, this is considered to be sha'ar tzrachav. Other needs for this sick person are permissible as well, as long as it is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, right? This person that we're referring to as the damage inside is danger to his life. So even though not doing this will not cause danger to his life, says the Magen Mishnah, you are allowed to do it. The Ber Halacha has a lengthy discussion about this. Many disagree with this Magen Mishnah. He brings rayas back and forth, and the conclusion of the Ber Halacha is that one can split between the Oraisas and the Rabbanans. That the Oraisas we should not be Mekel on, but the Rabbanans one can be Mekel on Sha'ar Tzrachav, other needs, even those which will not affect his current health. So therefore, we would be allowed to give him medicines to calm his nerves, even though that won't really affect his actual health. You can give things to calm the nerve. To be over on the Isser of Refuah, which is only Drabanan, you would be allowed to give those medicines to calm nerves. As well, you would be allowed to give any medicine to remove slight pains as well in that state. There are other examples where you'd be allowed to be over on Truman for this issue. So if you wanted to send a non-Jew to go get family members, if he says that he wants family members with him, even though it won't affect his actual health, there is a slight need, so you'd be allowed to send a non-Jew to go get the family members for him. A variety of different kulas involving Yisur Derabanan that the Ber Halacha says one can be mekel on when it comes to Sha'ar Tzrachava. Obviously, one should consult their posek when it comes to these issues, but that is the Maskana, the conclusion of the Ber Halacha. There's a famous Reb Chaim where he says that he used to allow people to eat even more than Pachos Mikashir on Yom Kippur, and they reference this psak as well of this issue of Sha'ar Tzrachav. Others explain Reb Chaim differently and say that he considered Chizuk HaGuf, strengthening of the body, to be included in the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. And anything that strengthens the body, even if it is not a danger to this person's life, is included in the heter of Pikuach Nefesh as well.